When a man stabbed the writer Salman Rushdie this month, he was about to give a public lecture. He was at the Chautauqua Institution in western New York. Chautauqua has a storied place in American life. There was a Chautauqua movement dedicated to sharing arts and culture across the country. It is the definition of openness. The attack is forcing Chautauqua to re-examine how open it should be. Jim Zaroli reports.
Several hundred people stand under a hot sun waiting to get into the Chautauqua Institution Amphitheater to hear acclaimed musician Rhiannon Giddens. Visiting this lakeside resort with its narrow streets winding past gingerbread-trimmed Victorian houses is like a journey into the past. But there's an all-too-modern element here, metal detectors.
Keep on walking through, just keep a few inches between each other as you walk through.
The Rushdie attack has forced Chautauqua to introduce unprecedented security measures. It's a jarring intrusion into a friendly and gentle community that values intellectual curiosity and openness.
Chautauqua is as close to utopia as you're ever going to get.
Liz Colkin of Buffalo is a longtime visitor to Chautauqua who now lives here full time. Though you can swim and boat here if you want, what sets Chautauqua apart is its long list of daily events, concerts and classes and religious services. And Colkin takes advantage of as many as possible.
I max out at 9 a day. If I go to the morning service and end up at the amp at night, it's from 9 o'clock in the morning till about 10 o'clock at night. You're exhausted when you go to bed.
The list of famous people who've come here is long and impressive. Booker T. Washington, Margaret Mead, Susan B. Anthony. In 1936, Franklin Roosevelt spoke here on the impending crisis in Europe.
I have seen children starving. I have seen the agony of mothers and wives. I hate war.
And there have been lots of artists, everyone from Duke Ellington to Yo-Yo Ma. Before Kim Hartney came here, she didn't know how much of the arts she was missing.
It's a place that restores our souls because of the music and the dancing and the lectures. It just enriches our lives every day.
Chautauqua was founded in 1874 as an uplifting vacation spot for middle-class Protestant families. Hundreds of imitators soon sprang up. These days, all faiths are welcome. Renting a house here can be expensive, which is one reason Chautauqua skews older. There's lots of gray hair here. But the essential mission hasn't changed, or at least it hadn't until August 12th. Retired teacher Rich Lewis witnessed the Rushdie attack.
And it was all over in probably, 20, 30 seconds. I couldn't see a knife from where I was sitting, but I could see him, the attacker, pummeling the victim over and over again.
After the attack, Lewis says,
some people were crying, some people were just standing, like I said, in shock because they couldn't believe it had happened, especially here.
That's something you hear over and over again here. This kind of attack has never happened before. It's always been a safe place.
Crime has never been a significant factor at Chautauqua.
Michael Hill, Chautauqua's president, is facing questions about whether Chautauqua did enough to protect Rushdie, who was under a fatwa since writing the satanic verses in the late 80s. Hill says the institution had consulted with local police and the FBI about security before Rushdie's talk.
It is always easy to Monday morning quarterback after something's happened, but what is not an accurate statement is there was no security there that day.
Since that day, Chautauqua has temporarily stepped up security, but the institution is struggling to decide how much of a fortress it wants to be long term.
Chautauqua would not be Chautauqua if it turned into what looked like a police state. It would rip at the very fabric of who we are and what we believe about the world.
A lot of longtime visitors here, like Barbara Cassetta, say the attack hasn't fundamentally changed their views of Chautauqua.
So I think it was an aberration. I don't think that it's something I would expect. But then in America today, you don't know what to expect.
That's an idea commonly expressed here. Chautauqua is supposed to be a place that looks outward. To be true to itself, it needs to engage the world, not hide from it. And sometimes the outside world is going to intrude in an ugly way. For NPR News, this is Jim Zaroli.